Okay.
Trying to make the game safer for D-Man.
Nice.
It's nice. You bringing hell with you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Trying to make the game safer, obviously, yeah. No touch icing and whatnot. Just get your thoughts on the proposed rule changes they were talking about at the GM meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can make the game safer, it's a good thing. I don't really know the exact rule. I just read a little bit yesterday about it. But, yeah, it seems like it would definitely make for, you know, there's some injuries that have happened in the past with touch icing. So I think it would make it a lot safer.
Have you ever encountered something like that? Have you ever been hurt doing the icing play?
No, not that I can remember. I mean, there, you know, there's some close calls all the time, though. You know, I think I've gone on the boards a few times, but luckily, yeah, I haven't had any major injuries.
What about the glove pass in the defensive zone and what they want to do with that?
Yeah, I don't really know as much about that one. I don't. I think somebody, I heard somebody yesterday say they should just allow the hand pass everywhere on the ice, which actually sounds kind of interesting. I mean, why not? You know, there's a lot of whistles because of, you know, pucks that are batted out of the air. And I think, you know, that would keep the game going if they didn't blow down any of them.
Do you like the game the way it is right now, sorry? The way it is, would you like to see anything about it changed or do you like the way it is right now?
Yeah, I like the way it is. I think, you know, it's worked in the, you know, past few seasons. But, you know, they always want, you know, more scoring you know, they're trying to get that into the game. I don't know if these two rules will affect that a whole lot, but and you know, the big thing obviously the last couple of years is making the game safer. So you know, the icing rule will definitely do that.
One of the things that I've noticed recently is a lot of face-offs in the defensive zone where the defensive center will tie up the stick and then reach down with the glove and play the puck back. Do you think that's a concern, and maybe they're trying to reduce it?
Yeah, I'm sure they're concerned about that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a good play by the centerman, really. You know, there's some pretty crafty centermen, and centers are so good now. They're all so good at winning draws that those guys got to find some way to get an edge, and I think that's one of them that they can find. But, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned if they took that out. I mean, you know, it happens, but it's not like it's happening all the time where you're using your hand to pass the puck. I mean, there's some situations, I think, in front of the net where the puck's laying there and you kind of got to bat it out. But I don't think it's too much of an issue that if they did take it out, it wouldn't really affect so much.
What's it like being a defenseman in a game that's constantly trying to improve scoring?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's okay. It's whatever's best for the league and for the fan base and for the excitement of the game. I mean, I'm all for it. You know, and scoring is definitely something fans enjoy. So, I mean, you know, if they change the rules, you know, to better that, then you know, I'm all for it.
What are they like today at practice when you're in the push for the playoff spot? There's a lot of pressure and expectations around, and you get a rink full of kids and a little bit of noise and that. Does it help change the tone of things when you're trying to deal with all this?
Yeah, I think we're excited to be out there, anyways. Though this is such a fun time of year. You're fighting, you know, you're fighting for your spot every night, and you know, it makes every practice and every game just that more exciting. So, you know, the excitement in the building definitely adds to it. You know, it's not every day that you practice and there's pretty much a full crowd.
You said that you were reading some of the stories just on the proposed rule change. Is this something that you guys were talk about in the locker room and just chit-chatting with the guys?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think so much today. You know, it's pretty new. I just saw some things yesterday, but yeah, I'm sure it's something that we'll chat about, you know, in the next few days. And, you know, it gets talked about quite a bit, obviously, on TV and stuff like that. So, yeah, guys are aware of it. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard really guys, you know, state their opinions one way or another yet. But I'm sure you'll hear more in the next few days.
Is there any level of concern about being able to flip the switch into home mode again? You're back here this week for three games. You've been so good at home. There was some disappointment last week. Yeah. Is it just as easy as flipping the switch here?
Yeah, I don't think you should have to flip the switch at all. The switch should already be flipped, you know, the rest of the season, really. It doesn't matter if you're playing a home or away. It's points we need, you know. So, yeah, I don't really look at home or away. I mean, obviously, you know, you guys do because our away record hasn't been good. But right now, it's just a matter of getting points. Doesn't matter where you're playing.